I want to reinforce that the government is committed not only to sustainable development, but also to the environment and climate change.
The government has reaffirmed its intention to work towards achieving goal number 4 of Vision 2030, which aims to sustain a natural, healthy environment. Last year, over 200 environmental wardens were trained, and this year, members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are undergoing training that will better enable them to enforce environmental laws. The National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, recently trained members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, in St. Anne. 50 law enforcement officers were trained in environmental awareness and the various acts that help to protect our land, wood, and water, including the Natural Resources and Conservation Authority Act, the Wildlife Act, and the Beach Licenses Act. Senior Public Education Officer at NEPA, Ava Tomlinson, says the officers have been trained to work with the agency, ensuring a more comprehensive and inclusive effort.
There in St. Anne, there are lots of developments within St. Anne. If there are breaches taking place, it will be easier for them to see and contact the agency.
The police officers have been trained to monitor and report on what happens inshore as well as beyond Jamaica's coastal borders.
Their criminal jurisdiction extends to the territorial sea. So that's a few nautical miles off of the coast. But in some cases, it can go even further. So in the Beach Control Act and the Wildlife Protection Act, those two acts actually extend to the exclusive economic zone. And so any activities within those areas are also subject to the requirements of these acts.
Legal officer at NEPA, Philip Cross. The officers also learned about the different invasive species that have traveled to Jamaica's shores in recent years, like the sargassum seaweed, and the guidelines that inform the treatment of these types of plants and animals. Ms. Tomlinson notes that new legislation is being drafted, and by the time these become law, the officers will be ready to act.
There are no laws governing the species just yet. However, they will have an awareness of what species there are in Jamaica, such as the lionfish or those who work as marine officers or those that have to deal with plants. Another area which the officers will focus on is also being first responders in terms of being able to identify pollution scenarios, how to collect samples, and reporting to the agency or contacting the agency whenever there are pollution incidents.
This should reduce the negative impact of the pollutants on the environment. The police officers have also been physically equipped to collect samples of these contaminants.
They are given toolkits, and those persons will be able to do samples and get it into the agency, or the agency collects it from them.
Senior Public Education and Community Outreach Officer at NEPA, Ava Tomlinson. Thanks to this training program, more police officers have now been armed with the responsibility of protecting not just the people of Jamaica, but the environment as well.
It's a matter of understanding the importance of adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing.
Math counts.
Learning math will be greatly rewarding, gratifying, edifying, and fulfilling.
Math counts.
It's not hard, but to understand the concept, take the time to learn it, you think about your prospects. To be a physicist, teacher, biologist, shopkeeper, mechanic, or a chemist.
Math counts.
So embrace the wonderful world of mathematics. It's okay to be called a maths fanatic, because math counts.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles. Punch holes in tins before disposing. And cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from ZigV. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.